Chapter 10, The Great Rescue. When the protection of human laws shall be withdrawn from those who honor the law of God, there will be in different lands a simultaneous movement for their destruction. As the time appointed in the decree draws near, the people will conspire to strike in one night a decisive blow which shall silence dissent and reproof. The people of God, some in prison cells, some in forests and mountains, plead for divine protection. Armed men, urged on by evil angels, are preparing for the work of death. Now, in the hour of utmost extremity, God will interpose, "Ye shall have a song, as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth, to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the Mighty One of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lighting down of his arm, with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering, and tempest, and hailstones." Throngs of evil men are about to rush upon their prey, when a dense blackness, deeper than night, falls on the earth. Then a rainbow spans the heavens and seems to encircle each praying company. The angry multitudes are arrested. The objects of their rage are forgotten. They gaze upon the symbol of God's covenant and long to be shielded from its brightness. By the people of God a voice is heard, saying, "Look up." Like Stephen, the early Christian martyr, they look up and see the glory of God and the Son of Man on his throne. See. They discern the marks of his humiliation, and hear the request, "I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am." A voice is heard saying, "They come, holy, harmless, and undefiled. They have kept the word of my patience."